Sure.
Can't believe Destiny won all the awards.
It's a better game now, you know?
It's crazy. Just never would have expected that.
Yeah. Unanimously, too.
Every category.
I figured that, you know, at least someone would.
Nuts. Is it Toka Tuesdays?
Yeah, but Tony Touch is not there. Al Lindstrom is filling in, and it's not as interesting. But DJ Hollywood is on Tuesday nights, and he plays a bunch of bullshit that I don't really want to listen to. But he does hit that horn and has lasers.
Son, I'm with you, I agree. Knowing that they don't agree. You know what I mean?
Everyone's trying to hear the radio edit of Magic Stick.
It's really the ideal version of that song.
Yeah, and it's 2015. The song has never been more relevant.
Lil' Kim is at her peak popularity.
Yeah, 50 Cent as well.
Was in that spy movie.
Really?
Yes.
Like?
As himself.
Okay. Like, kind of a cameo role?
Yes.
Okay.
He is performing in one scene, and one of the sidekick characters desperately wants to fuck him.
Okay.
And it is not Melissa McCarthy, it is one of the other characters. It's not Van Hagar, man.
That is Van Hagar.
I'm saying. If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Took out the hook while my DJ revolves it. I'm more into Van Ice. Do you think Vanilla Ice would be an appropriate front man for Van Halen?
I mean, at this stage of the game, sure.
I think it'd work.
He can't possibly be any more crazy than David Lee Roth at this point.
Yeah. I could probably actually have gone for like another 3 or 4 hours tonight. Weirdly enough.
This isn't going to come across on the stream, but the look I'm giving you right now.
Uh-huh. Yeah?
It is a divine mixture of rage, exhaustion, and just utter disbelief.
Yeah.
The fuck is wrong with you?
That's...
I go into these things every year. With the feeling that, like, it's not about the awards. I just like having long conversations with my friends and my coworkers.
Yeah.
On a deeper level about a variety of different games and subjects of course of the year. Get about 3 hours into that, and I want to tear my hair out and leap out the window.
See, we already do 3 hours of that a week, so that's just like, fucking, I'm just getting started at that point now.
Yeah. But see, I can do that once a week.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Beast cast isn't that much shorter than the Bomb cast, and I can do those conversations once a week for a few hours. That's fine. Doing it all in a row like this,
mm-hmm.
especially once you start getting into eliminating things in order to fit whatever we have defined the parameters of these awards categories
to be. Yeah, whatever the series of coin tosses that led to...
Once it starts getting into that, every part of my body just wants to explode at once.
Yeah.
Because deep down, I really don't like arguing, ever.
Yeah, no, I'm also not a big argument fan.
And I'm not trying to imply that we spent a ton of time arguing today. We actually didn't.
Yeah.
There were some moments, certainly, but it was not unbearable. But even those moments were enough to just kind of start sending every neuron in my brain, like... Like, get out, oh god.
See, those don't feel like arguments to me because they don't feel like personal issues.
There is certainly a different level.
Yeah.
Like, a real personal argument like, and what we're
nothing,
doing.
Yeah, nothing about that is anything that I ever take personally. Yes.
No, I don't take it personally either. It's just the exhaustion of the process.
Yeah.
Any kind of arguing just exhausts me very quickly. Even if it's not personal.
That's why Everlast is here, to help you recharge your batteries. He knows what it's like to have the blues. Alright, I can't actually listen to that song.
Nah, it's not a good song.
Yeah, I don't know, when it comes to that stuff, like, I just get into some kind of weird camel-like mode of, like, I'm probably not going to need to get up and use the bathroom for this. I've stored up enough resources to get it done. And let's go.
Yeah, I think if it weren't for my ongoing shoulder and neck issues, I would have been better. But sitting in those chairs for long periods of time, I can actually feel my arms start to twitch.
That's always cool.
Yeah, it's fun. Wombat says we need to get masseuses to come around like at poker tournaments. I agree. I don't think CBS is going to pay for that. Also, they have told me that I'm not allowed to go around massaging employees anymore.
Mm. It's a shame, because your hands are like magic. That's not a touchscreen.
Oh, dang. It seems like it should be.
Yeah, they at some point decided that this little joystick down here was better or safer or more efficient. I don't know what, but they just decided that touchscreens were not cool anymore, which seems like backwards as fuck.
You would think.
But I do actually like this little thing.
As long as it works. It's just like that fucking touchpad on the PS4 controller.
Yeah. What's weird, you feel this thing. Like, it actually has, like, tactile feedback.
Where is it?
It's this little joystick right here. It's a big rectangular...
Oh, yeah. Yeah, this is the thing.
And on, like, the map screen where it'll, like, kind of gravitate towards buttons, it'll actually gently pull in that direction as it locks onto the button, which is, like, kind of a weird feeling. But I guess it's kind of designed to be, like, slightly easier to use if you're not looking at it directly. which would then in theory be safer. I don't know.
Game
news. I like
USC's
news.
Marching band backing him. If you missed it, you can find the video on the Radio Faction Facebook page. Weezer will be performing on Conan Thursday night. The show is on TBS and it's at 11 p.m. Eastern Central DVRs. A video of a 5-year-old drummer playing System of a Down's Chop Suey has been posted online, and it's amazing. I've shared it with you on the Radio Faction Facebook page. The girl's name is Eduarda Hempklein, and she's got more videos on our YouTube channel, including another System of a Down song, City, along with Metallica, The Beatles, Pearl Jam, and she's also performed Guns N' Roses, Welcome to the Jungle, on a Brazilian television program. Again, she's amazing. Check her out. With your Faction of Native Shenanigans, get enough of you every hour on Faction with Jay Snellis. Livestock grades.
Get started with an overnight trade.
Losses and gains.
What an eventful day it is.
Every weekday, RFDTV keeps viewers up to date, not only on major market moves, but on their causes.
Delivers everything you talked about that's driving the market.
With expert commentary from the center of it all.
Volatility is extremely high.
Count on RFDTV's Market Day Report and World Radio on Sirius XM to make sense of what's driving the market. RFDTV, rural America's most important network.
December is roaring in like a lion in parts of the Midwest and Great Plains. Just look at the icy mess left behind after major winter storm dumped sleet.
Jeff, since Lil Wayne as a character is only in Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 5, does that make him eligible for Best New Character?
Yes.
Officially, that does make him eligible.
Eligible.
...are still without power. And further north, it's not ice but snow.
Kelso says the best new character or best character is Carson Palmer in Madden 16. One... He's not a new character. He's been in many games, too. I don't know what the thing with him in Madden 16 is. What did Carson Palmer do in Madden 16? You'll have to tell me.
Is he a football player?
He is, in fact, just a football player.
Is he just on the roster, and that guy just happens to like Carson Palmer?
If that's the case, then I'm going to be really disappointed. I'm hoping there's, like, some weird thing where he looks like a nightmare or something, and...
That's right, Casey. Good evening to you. Good evening to you at home. We are tracking a very potent storm system at the top of the system where the circulation low pressure is. Heavy snow will continue through the Midwest tonight and then slowly start to push through the Great Lakes region. Let's get right to your satellite radar imagery because we also have a very potent front that this area will...
Yeah, I got a real potent front, too.
Yo, I got a lot of details coming up for you on how you can get your way into Wild 94.9 Jingle Ball presented by Capital One and into that sold-out show.
Jingle Ball, huh?
The Jingle Ball.
Gold displays at your local Lucky Store.
Yeah, I got a Jingle Ball.
How does that tie into your very potent front?
They're basically the same thing.
Same thing, I guess, really. I mean, I actually saw my mum and dad the other day, which is quite funny, Royce and the reason I've never seen them. My parents came around the other day, but it's like hanging out with your family. Like, you miss that kind of vibe. And, like, even down to, like, rowing with your family when you have little house arguments. Like, we're never there for that. And then when they see us, Royce, in these, like, really fun situations.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go home and have a row.
I'm going to fight with your parents. That's right.
I'm going to go home and fight with
a parental fighting. All right, well, thanks for coming, guys. Made in the AM is available now.
Thank you.
From Hollywood to you, ET40 was Ryan Seacrest. Number 11.
Jeff and Alex, since they fucked it up and didn't give Wayne a nameplate, would you call him a nameless protagonist?
Yes. No. I don't know.
And you wanted to do, like, 4 more hours of this.
I should have checked to see if they fixed that in the patch. But now that would require me to boot up Tony Hawk 5 again, and I definitely don't intend to do that, so...
Electric Avenue is the best new character
yep.
of 2015.
Also the land of the wrongs who saved the unified love. you're in good company. If you're celebrating a birthday today, if you'd like to wish somebody a happy birthday, I'm going to open up our lines.
If you're no longer with us, you're in good company.
Yes.
And,
your request, your dedication's all the way to midnight. Let's do it. The first thing you notice was her effortless style.
Worst new character is Skinny Mario. I agree. I think it's an abomination.
Just a
grotesque thing.
Just a filth. Just a disgusting.
It belongs in Bloodborne.
Yeah.
That is something you should fight in Bloodborne.
Eldritch horrors.
Mortality clarified in a single Mario.
Patrick beat my latest Super Mario Maker level this morning.
That man is determined.
That was fun to watch.
See, I think you take pleasure in people being able to solve the things that you build, whereas Dan takes pleasure in tormenting people with things he hopes they won't be able to solve.
For me, it's a bit of both. Like, there are some great... This level I made ended up being pretty good for this, of like, he dies a lot.
Yeah.
And then gets on tilt in a couple of spots where he's just making mistakes he wasn't making before.
Right.
And that's always great. It's like, there's a certain, like, impish thrill you get from seeing someone encounter something fucked up in your level for the first time, but when they have seen it before, and then they get past it, and then fuck it up again.
Right.
That's where the true joy is.
Right.
When you see them fall for it again. Or freeze up and not know what to do, even though they've done it. Like, that is the... Watching people play a harder level than you made. Like, there's a jump at the beginning of this level I made that's like, you have to fucking angle around an obstacle and land it.
Right.
Or you die. And it's like the first thing, it's one of the first things you encounter in that level. And it sucks. It's like a fucking hard jump to make, even if you know exactly what you need to do.
Right.
Getting the timing right of like, okay, I need to curve to the right and then immediately curve to the left to get my foot on this platform and land it. And I almost thought, like, watching him do it, I was like, man, I should just make a level that's, like, 13 of those. You just go through a pipe, and then there's another one. And you have to do it again. And then you go through a pipe, and there's another one. And you have to get them all in one run. So you basically have to land that 12 times in a row, which one would probably not do. But that's, like, not actually that fun. Like, it's only fun if they're, like, making progress and watching someone get stuck on a level that you may, like, there's no... At
right.
some point, you're like, okay, I've seen all the ways they can bone this.
That's the thing, is I think Dan still drives joy from watching people torment themselves, even making the same mistakes over and over again.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess this may have ended up being the hardest level I've made, just by the statistics of attempts versus clears and all that stuff. It may be the hardest. But, like, it's relatively straightforward. Like, it's never, like, I don't know what to do next, or it's rarely I don't know what to do next. It's usually there's kind of only really one path forward.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know. I've got another level halfway made that I made, was started on a while ago, and then just didn't like where it was headed and stopped.
Right.
I don't know if I'm going to go back and finish that or just make another one from scratch. Have you played much of that?
What's that?
Super Mario Maker?
So I have, but most of it has been downloading other people's levels and playing them.
Yeah, totally. I mean, that's, yeah.
I don't have... I mean, I'm not saying that I couldn't develop it, but I just don't have the ability to sort of, like, develop levels the way that you and Dan and other people have demonstrated. Like, I've played around with the tools here and there, but I don't have that sort of, like, forward thinking of, like, well, this leads to this, and then you do this, and then this eventually leads to this.
Well,
like
so I'm not building that. That's the way Dan is building his levels of, like, you know, that amount of forward thinking in terms of, like, here's the thing you need to do early on, and it pays off later. Like, I don't do that at all.
Right.
Like, I'm literally just building things I'm building set pieces.
Right.
You know, it's like, okay, here's a fucked up thing. Here's a thing that I built that is like, this is a kind of odd, difficult thing to do.
Right.
And you can hone in on it and master it and move past it. And then, you know, you're going to go through a pipe or something. And then here's another one. And so I'm just building levels that are just like, here's seven of these. And some of them are just like, it's a, you know, the jumps are a little touchy. The jumps are a little specific on the spacing and you need to get that down. Or, you know, some, generally it is just, I'm coming up with a screen or two screens worth of stuff that I think is a cohesive thought.
Yeah.
And then you go through a door or a pipe and you move on to another one.
Right.
You know? And so I don't have to, like, those are a lot easier to make, I think.
That's probably true. And I think even the set piece level of it is still just a little bit beyond my thinking and my comprehension. That's like, for me, those games are, I am very happy to play through the things that people make, whether it's the actual Mario designers or the things people are making in this game. I have never had that itch to try and develop my own levels in most games. Like,
yeah,
I didn't really do that in, like, Little Big Planet either. I downloaded people's stuff. I never wanted to make anything.
Yeah, but the tools in Little Big Planet and the possibilities are much larger and scarier.
Right.
You know? So, like, that's the thing with Mario is, like, you know how all those pieces work. Like, they can work together in some new ways, but you, generally speaking, know exactly what everything in that game does already. So... you know, I just started out just trying to make, like, I just want to make, you know, because everyone was trying to make their super fucked up, like, oh, if you don't find the invisible block, you're just fucked. And I was like, that's not cool. I just want to make some good time Mario levels.
Yeah.
And I was just trying to, like, hey, man, you run to the right and fucking jump on shit, and there's some power-ups, and fuck it, man. And I made a few of those. Just started, it grew from there. Like, it became more elaborate from there. And it's like, and then as, like, Dan and I started thinking about it a lot more... like, we kind of started thinking more about, like, things you can do with this tool set that are maybe a little more involved.
Right.
And it just kind of... but it developed naturally. Like, I didn't set out to try to make anything a certain way. It was just like, I just want to... you know, I wanted to make some good time levels and see if I could make them as good as the original levels from those games. Which, none of those levels are hard, really.
I mean, there's some challenge. Yeah they're not... they're by no means impossible.
I mean, you know, like... If you when you unlock the expert tier of the 100 Mario Challenge, like, those levels are just fucked in a way that the original games never were, you know? And I just wanted to make some good time, fun stuff.
Yeah, I mean, the stuff that Dan has been making and the thing that a lot of people have been making in that thing are much more Meat Boy-esque than anything, you know, Mario-specific.
Yeah.
But... you know, I mean, and that's the thing, is that even just, like, trying to make things like the original Mario levels, like, I still feel like, yeah, I can do it. I can make some things that are, like, kind of like it. But nothing, to me at least, that feels like, well, this is, like, worth sharing. It's more, it's just like, I don't know, like, it's fun to be able to kind of emulate some of that stuff, but I don't feel like I'm really making anything for anyone.
Yeah.
It's just for my own sort of, like, self-satisfaction, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, I'm a lot happier just pouring through the things that other people make and trying it out. And, you know, like, one out of 10 is great. The rest are mostly junk, and that's fine. But I think the ones that are great, I think are a perfect justification for why that thing exists and why it is great.
Yeah. The thing is, like, there are very few levels in that game that I think are junk. And like, I'm like, man, I hate that this is here.
Right.
Like, even the levels that I don't like... are, like, interesting. To me, it's just interesting to see, like, what are people doing with these tools?
Well, I think there absolutely are interesting failures. There are also some that are just really boring.
Yeah, and some that are just, like, you know, you look at it and go, like, well, a kid probably made this.
Right.
And, like, but that's, like, fun to me in a different way. I'm just like, well, I don't know, some kid thought it would be fun to have, like, a level that is impossible, but, like, if you jump up here, you can run across the top and just win.
Right.
You know, like, that's totally a level I would have made in, like, Load Runner in 84, you know? Like, that's I made a lot of those exact type of levels for that game. So, like, to me, all that stuff is totally cool, too.
Yeah. No, I think Mario Maker is a pretty special thing. You know, I've definitely not put as many hours into it as I think a lot of other people on staff have, but I really appreciate it for what it is.
Man. This is not the...
Man, not the side?
This is not the side. What the fuck happened? Why would I do that?
Why do anything?
I don't know. This is the side where I can put gas in the car.
Rocket League has apparently hit 8 million players.
Huh. That's a lot.
And a new DLC just came out today. Alright, let's get some gas. I'm just gonna sit here.
Okay.
I heard me here asking, how did you let Brad get Destiny in the top 10 last year? Look, man, life is a negotiation. The world, you know, there are times when you have to know when to lay down your arms. When it's worth it to fight, and when it's just not going to get you where you want to go. At a certain point, I made peace with it, and that's where it ended up. I made peace with it. You don't win every battle, you know? I mean, it's like, if I had my druthers, I would have kept arguing for, you know, Super Mario 3D World. Couple years ago, but at a certain point you have to know when you're beat. Otherwise, these arguments just drag on forever, and I go leaping out of a window, and no one wants that. Austin seems like he's been having a good time and enjoying himself. I'm sure we will test that resolve at some point.
I want to say this car is a 15-gallon gas tank, and I just put in over 15 gallons of gas.
So you were probably right on the border there.
Yeah.
Mine has, I think, like a 13-gallon tank, and I've definitely gotten to, like, I just put 13 and a half gallons in this somehow.
Yeah.
No, you're good. You're good. Alicia Kress says, what movies have you seen recently? Forget this video game nonsense. So, very few. I saw a bunch of movies over the summer, and then I kind of cooled off on watching stuff for a while. The only two things I've seen recently were Crimson Peak and Bone Tomahawk.
Bone Tomahawk?
Yeah, so it's this, this sort of, like, Western, with Kurt Russell and, like, Patrick Wilson and, like, Matthew Fox and a few other, like, surprising people. And it's about this cave-dwelling group of natives that have been completely disavowed by all other, like, Native American tribes, and they're cannibals.
Okay.
And they kidnap some settlers, and it's about the mission to go and rescue those settlers, and it is fucking brutal. It is absolutely fucking brutal. I don't know if enjoyable is the word for it. There are some things I definitely appreciate about it, but man, that is a rough fucking movie. Whereas Crimson Peak is very pretty and has some moments in it, but mostly is really only worth watching for Jessica Chastain just absolutely losing her shit through that movie.
I am looking forward to seeing Straight Outta Compton when that eventually becomes available again.
That should be soon, right?
I want to say they announced a January date.
Yeah.
I wish it was sooner than that.
I'm actually kind of surprised they're not trying to hit the holidays for that.
Yeah.
I heard it's good. I mean, they advertised a version.
Like, of course it is, you know? Like, they were directly involved in its creation. It's not... None of them are so fucking okay with themselves at this stage that they're just gonna be like, no, this is... Like, they're gonna tell the story exactly how it was.
Yeah. To Robert Gomez says, what about that one death scene, Alex? Yeah, no, there's one death scene in that movie that was so fucked. Sam actually turned to me at one point. She's like, I actually hate you for making me watch this. Mm. She was totally fine with the movie up to that point, and she's like, nope, I'm mad now. So, I'll leave it at that. You can decide if you want to watch that yourself. It is on the level with, like, Martyrs in terms of, oh, fuck, I can't believe I'm still watching this. I imagine you have not seen Martyrs.
Nope.
You would hate Martyrs. Don't watch Martyrs.
Okay. Is it better or worse than My Sweet Satan?
Different constructions, different goals, hard to compare. You know, I think that Martyrs is, you know...
Grosser or less gross than Hated, the G.G. Allin documentary?
Just a different kind of gross.
Okay. I liked Hated. I would like to watch Hated again someday.
I own Hated.
I don't think I've seen it since we watched it at your place during band practice.
God, who brought that...
I think Glenn. That was my copy of it, though.
Okay.
I think you actually have...
Like, no, I bought my own copy of it.
Okay.
Yeah, I bought a copy of that a while ago.
I've since gotten a copy of it as well.
Because at one point, I also said to myself, man, I could watch Hated again. I have not watched Hated since I bought it.
It was like when I was working at that magazine, we got a stack of tapes from, like, Film Threat Video.
Yeah.
Like, Film Threat, the magazine, decided to distribute some fucking edgy fucking shit. And they're like, here's My Sweet Satan, and a bunch of other works that are in a similar vein, and Hated, and some other stuff. Enjoy.
Yeah. My Sweet Satan had more of an impact on me than I realized.
Yep. It is still with me.
Yeah.
There are still moments where I will say, Satan, I love you. Satan, I need you. Satan, you're my main man.
I love Satan. I love my mother.
Say it. Say you love Satan.
No.
Say it. He has to say he loves Satan.
Ricky was was high. It's like he was Satan.
It's like, fuck this whole country. It's like, by this time next year, I'm in Europe, you know?
Yeah.
Every character, even the ones that just show up in passing,
just
is like a ticking time bomb inside my head.
Yep. Yeah, between that Hated and that fucking Chicken Hawk documentary, y'all scarred me. Y'all scarred my little brain.
Did you have to go see Chicken Hawk in a theater?
No. No, you brought that to my house and we watched that at my house.
See, I don't have that anymore. I don't know what happened to that copy of that.
So was that your copy too?
No. Maybe okay. Not. Maybe that was... Maybe
I
that
forgot
was
who brought that over, but we definitely did watch that, and that was definitely the most disturbing shit I've ever seen.
Yeah, that is a fucked up thing.
Yes.
That I would like to watch again now, all these years later.
I'd rather watch Martyrs again. Alex, have you ever watched Tokyo Gore Police? Yeah, it's alright. It's weird. It is weird in the way that Japanese fucking gore porn tends to be. Mm. It is special in that regard, but I don't know if I ever need to see it again. God, fuck. I watched a lot of real bad shit, but at an age I probably shouldn't have been watching that bad shit.
I mean, you were probably 16 or something when...
No, I was younger. I was
watched
probably,
all that shit.
14 or 15.
I feel like you were driving.
I was probably 15 then. Because I started driving the truck around when I still had my learner's permit.
Oh. You were just illegally driving it?
Well, I was driving with other licensed drivers.
Oh, all right.
So technically, I was fine.
Yeah.
I might have been 16. I don't know. I can't remember.
Yeah, I was like 20 when we started doing that. I was probably 21 by the time we
got to that point.
Got to
yeah.
That point. Dominic being pissed after watching probably the Chicken Hawk stuff, but
that sounds about right.
I remember just being like, I can't fucking believe you fucking made me watch that shit. Please. Ugh. And he just left.
Yeah. I wasn't pissed. I was definitely just horrified.
Like, oh, God.
Yeah, I think hated most of us were just like, well, this is real ridiculous.
Yeah.
Like there are gross parts for sure.
Yeah,
it's just like,
yeah.
Well, yeah, all right.
All right, well. He's pooping.
Yep.
Again. Do you see that Tsunami Bomb is back together?
Wait, what?
Yeah.
What version of it?
It's dumb. He's, yeah. Like, Dominic has put Tsunami Bomb back together. One of the girls is different. Found they had a. There was one of the singers didn't want to come back.
I don't remember who this. Well, there was Logan's sister whose name is escaping me.
Emily,
yes. There's Emily and then there was Courtney.
But they didn't use those names in the band.
No, they all had the.
So I don't know.
Nom de whatever.
I don't know who was in and who was out.
I thought Courtney moved, like, hella far away, so I don't know, maybe she wouldn't come back for that. I don't know.
I don't know. I see Facebook updates. He's like, yeah, tsunami bomb practice. And I was like, what?
All right. Well, got to strike while that iron's hot?
Yes. Exactly.
Is that, am I using that correctly?
I think so.
All right. That's fine.
I don't know. Like, that band had some popularity.
It did.
Like, which always struck me as weird, because we'd run into people, like, at PAX or just, like, out, you know. We'd run into, you know, we'd meet people out there, and they'd be like, man, you were in a band with the dude from Tsunami Bomb. And I'd be like, fucking what? Yeah, I mean, I guess I was.
That is a sentence that has never been hurled at me.
Yeah, it's like, what? Okay.
I think I would react exactly the same way you did.
Like, the notion that, like, that Tsunami Bomb had a fan base was totally lost on me. Like, I just never really thought about it. I was like, oh, they started another local band, great.
But you know what,
the amount of touring they did,
I think, is why, and that makes sense. I never really got into that band, and I always hated that name, but, yeah, I mean, they were on the road all the fucking time for a while there.
I remember going to some place in Sonoma with Brendan to see them play. Like, it was very much like a fucking Ice Cube Dr. Dre thing of, like, we were the first ones out of Headboard, and then Dom left, but he was pissed.
Right.
At a level that we were just like, yeah, I mean, we're pissed, but whatever, who cares?
Right.
And he had a fucking anger to where he had to write a song about it.
Yeah, it was a real good song,
and
too.
Then he dedicated that song to us because he saw us in the crowd. Yeah. I was like, that's... Oh, okay. You wrote this song about that band. Okay, all right. I see what you've done here. Fantastic.
God, yeah, I just remember how stupid all of that was now, in retrospect.
Yep.
All of it.
It's almost, yeah, I mean...
I mean, by the time the reunion thing happened, I think, you know, most of us had sort of made our peace with all of it, but, yeah, I remember going to one of those early Tsunami Bomb shows and listening to them play that song and just smirking like an asshole the whole way through it.
Yeah. I think that's where I was at with it, too, and, like, I don't know, whatever. And then he ended up back in the band like a year later or something, didn't he? I mean...
No, he never came back.
He never came... Okay.
No, he never came back.
Huh. All right.
The wounds were too deep. Like, Nick came back a bunch of times, and Nate came back at least a couple of times.
Right.
And I came back a couple of times.
Right.
Josh came back a couple of times. Dominic never came back.
Stuck to his guns. I like that.
Yeah. No, if I was him, I wouldn't have come back either. I was a lot dumber, so I kept coming back.
Yeah.
Also, no one really personally wronged me in the way that, you know, he was aggrieved, so...
And then didn't you and he butt heads at some point over some shit?
Not... Well,
it was something involving his brother or something.
Well,
I just don't remember.
No, it was the other way around.
Okay.
It was his brother started beefing with me, despite having grown up and somewhat been friends, because of the band beef.
Oh. Okay.
So that's how that went down.
Okay.
Sure. No, it's like after a couple of years, like. Dominic and I just sort of hit this point where we just didn't talk to each other. We would see each other and just sort of nod, and that was that.
Yeah.
And then by the time the reunion came around, like, it seems like we're fine.
Yeah, I mean, that was obviously a very fucking long time ago.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think any of us are... If anyone is still nursing wounds from that thing, that is unfortunate. Hang on, I gotta answer this. Hello? yeah, no, we're on the way. We're in Nevada right now. Okay. Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, that's fine. I'm like I said, we're almost out of Novato, and we should be back in Petaluma in like 10 minutes at the most. Got it. Okay. Bye. Man.
Yep.
Glenn will ever try to make another excuse to reunite that band?
I think he... I think that, like, there was a moment there during... Like, while we were practicing for that reunion show, I could see him starting to fucking turn the wheels.
Yeah.
And I think... But I think he got it by the end of that.
Yeah. Then it had its time, and...
Yeah.
This was the closure. Yeah, I mean, that show was fun to do.
Yeah, it was fun. I don't know.
I went from very much not wanting to do it to quietly accepting that I was the only drummer who feasibly could do it to being okay and actually having some fun with it.
Yeah. Yeah, it wasn't bad.
If that Nostalgia Fest thing is ever going to run out of bands to put back together.
At some point, they'll run out of people.
Yeah.
I actually got an email from Michael this year.
For what?
Suburban All-Stars.
Ah! Yeah, that's not going to happen.
Yeah.
For a multitude of reasons.
Yeah, I was at a point where, like, the time at which he wrote was a real bad time to write.
Yeah.
So I very nearly just wrote back and said, half the members are dead. But didn't do that.
I think that was the measured response.
Yes.
God, that's an awful thing to say out loud.
Yep, well, there it is.
The surviving members of the Suburban All-Stars is not a sentence anyone should have to say.
Forward.
Yes. Oh, it's a terrible thing to laugh about, but God, what else can you do?
Yeah. I don't think either of them would have done it, to be honest.
That's, yeah. Brendan might have.
Brendan might have. Ryan had a, like, a asshole-ish distant anger about it. Like, I remember asking him about something similar, and he was like, no! Like, in this, like, real, like, well, okay, fuck you. Like, what? All right, sure. Jesus. It's a weird response, but okay. Yeah, I don't think he would have done it at all. Brendan might have.
Yeah, I think Brendan might have taken a little cajoling, but he might have. Also, his contribution to that...
Oh, yeah, yeah, it was so minimal.
...would have not required him to memorize lyrics or anything, so...
Right. It's like, hey, you want to show up and stand up on stage and curse at kids like we used to? He probably would have been like, yeah, sure, I'll do it.
But yeah, I do remember. I remember Ryan. I don't remember him. I mean, I wasn't there when you had that conversation, but I definitely remember moments where we would talk about that stuff, and he would just kind of dismissively go, "Yeah, I don't know, whatever."
Yeah,
and just not even really want to discuss it.
Yeah, he was real good at that.
Also,
I'm just waiting for the "You Know My Name" reunion.
Oh yeah,
at this point, that's. Maybe they'll let me participate in that.
I mean, they can't play Sexual Tyrannosaurus.
That's true. They could not play Sex T-Rex without me. But what about Steve? I don't think Steve and Rob will ever talk again.
I'm surprised anyone still talks to Rob, to be honest with you. And I'm not saying that as someone who has any particular dislike of him. I just know the way things went in that band. And I also know the way people felt about Rob by the end of that band.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I hear from him here and there. Like, him and Chris talk from time to time. Yeah, I don't know. Nick, I think, moved to North Carolina.
Oh, really?
Like, he got a job at some different... Like, I think he was working at Stanford doing sound there.
Yeah, and he was doing some touring stuff. Yeah. Like, touring audio stuff.
I think he's
well.
Going there to work for some other... Like, do some other audio engineering gig out there. I don't know if he's moved yet, but I think he just... he just got that job.
Yeah.
And I think he won a Grammy. I saw him talking, I think, on some weird level of, like, he helped engineer some Grammy-winning recording.
Yes, he was working engineering on something. And I remember him being very taken aback at the idea of being a Grammy-nominated anything.
Right, yeah. Yeah, maybe it was just nominated. I don't know what it was. Yeah. I'm sure he always thought it would be for his ripping guitar playing.
Or his trumpet playing.
Mostly the trumpet playing, yeah. Probably. The trumpet that is on fire playing.
Yes.
Set a trumpet on fire, and that I think they have a whole separate Grammy for that.
Yes, the flaming trumpet and trombone category.
Yeah.
Jethro Tull won that one year.
I still look and see, like, what shows are going on in Phoenix. It just doesn't seem like that they have that many... I don't see a lot of recurring local bands.
No.
It just doesn't seem like that happens anymore around here.
Yeah, I feel like I see them promoting, like, weird indie wrestling shows more often than I see, like, big, even, like, just local-level shows.
Yeah. I mean, there are, like, touring bands that come through...
Soulfly's coming soon.
Right, Soulfly. Yeah.
You know, whenever E40 feels like performing up here...
Yeah.
He is always welcome. Yeah, no, I don't know. I don't really know what the setup there is these days. Like, Tom's obviously still there, and they're doing their podcast or whatever now, but I don't know if they're, like, really trying to book shows on a regular basis or not.
Or maybe, I just wonder, like, if there is enough of a scene...
Yeah.
To support, for that venue to have bands. You know?
Yeah, because, I mean, in the 90s, there were just dozens of them. If they weren't actually in the North Bay, they were close enough by that was a viable performance place.
Yeah.
And it's just not that music scene anymore.
Yeah. No one's coming through from Merced anymore to play shows, or vice versa.
Nobody leaves Merced.
No one makes Merced alive. If you're visiting... get a day pass, you might get out.
Better hold on to that thing, though, because someone else gets a hold of it.
Yeah.
You're done.
And they want it. They want to escape.
Mm-hmm.
They want to escape to the luxurious scene of Modesto. Tommy Joe Ebola is still together?
Oh, really?
Or they? I think they played a reunion show. They might have played, like, at the Fat Wreck.
Wow.
Like, reunion, or like, 20 years, I think.
Yeah, they did do a big Fat Wreck thing recently. I know that. I mean, that's kind of awesome, but like...
I'm pretty sure, I think they might actually still be, like, you know, I don't know how many shows they're playing or anything like that, but I want to say that they are still a going concern to whatever extent that...
When's Captured by Robots getting back together?
Yeah.
When's Nirvana 2 gonna reunite?
You know, Chris was in that.
Was he?
Yes.
I did not know that.
Chris was in Nirvana 2, the sequel.
Weren't there only two people in Nirvana 2?
Yes.
He was one of them?
I think so.
Holy shit, I had no idea.
Yeah.
I knew the one guy who was like the front dude, but yeah. I had no idea. I actually did not remember who the
Chris
other person was.
Chris was friends with that guy for a long time and said he was just a fucking weirdo. And at some point they had a falling out because that guy was a fucking weirdo.
Yeah, but they made Nirvana 2 the sequel.
They made Nirvana 2 the sequel.
Which was a hell of a thing.
They sang Christopher Walken is a badass.
Yep.
Yeah, I was in a band with one of the guys from Nirvana 2, the sequel. We put out some stuff.
God damn. God damn, this fucking area, this fucking music scene, just all this shit.
Music scene, whatever, like, this, there is still a fucking Twin Peaks-esque quality to this fucking area.
Yep.
That...
Like, it's not as explicit about its weirdness, but
yeah.
It's there.
Yeah.
It is bubbling under the surface.
And it's not the same as it used to be, I think. The weirdness is a lot different now. But... Yeah.
What a thing. All right, that's it, folks. We're home.
Yep.
We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Yep.
Bye.
Yep.